Welcome to Newsfix, where we spend hours going through the news so you don't have to. A beloved character is gone, a drug trafficker has been captured, and a possible coup has occurred. It's Monday, October 25th. Here's your Newsfix. The actor who played Gunther in Friends, James Michael Tyler, has died of cancer at the age of 59. Gunther was a beloved actor in Friends who spent the entire series pining after Jennifer Aniston's character, Rachel. In an Instagram post following news of his death, Aniston said, "Friends would not have been the same without you. Thank you for the laughter you brought to the show and to all of our lives. You will be so missed." Vanessa Bryant, the wife of the late Kobe Bryant, revealed she found out about the deaths of her husband and daughter from messages on her phone saying RIP Kobe. Bryant is suing the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department over graphic photos, including of the bodies of victims, that were circulated by police officers at the scene of the helicopter crash in January 2020. Colombia's most notorious drug trafficker, Otoniel, was arrested over the weekend. According to RT News, the operation involved 500 soldiers and 22 helicopters, with one police officer killed during the operation. The country's president described it as, quote, only comparable to the fall of Pablo Escobar. A report in Al Jazeera this morning suggests he will be extradited to the US as soon as possible. Moving to what's happening today, Frances Haugen, the Facebook whistleblower, will appear before the UK Parliament later, putting forward her ideas for regulating social media. She will give evidence to the Joint Committee on the draft Online Safety Bill, and it will be the first public evidence she has given in Europe. And for anyone with a subscription to the New York Times, we would highly recommend giving a read to a new article, Inside the Big Facebook Leak. We've linked it in the newsletter this morning, and it's a fascinating look at how Haugen dispersed the leaked information, and we can expect more articles on this today. Also today, according to CNN, Facebook is set to release its quarterly earnings. Now we're keeping an eye on Sudan. In what appears to have been a possible coup, Sudan's Prime Minister was apparently placed under house arrest early Monday. According to reports in both Al Jazeera and the Associated Press, senior government figures, including two ministers, have also been arrested. Now, for background and context on this story, we've included a paragraph from Al Jazeera this morning, which we found really helpful. It says, quote, "Sudan has been on edge since a failed coup plot last month unleashed bitter recriminations between military and civilian groups meant to be sharing power following the toppling of the country's long-term leader, Omar al-Bashir, in 2019. And we'll definitely keep an eye on what seems to be a very developing story at this point. Last Thursday, actor Alec Baldwin shot and accidentally killed the cinematographer on set of the movie he was both acting and producing in. The LA Times has now reported that just 6 hours before the fatal shooting, crew members had walked off set over issues including safety concerns. The production team has now decided to, quote, wrap the set at least until investigations are complete. In sport, Manchester United suffered an embarrassing 5-0 defeat to Liverpool on Sunday. There has since been widespread commentary and speculation about the future of United's manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Following the game, Roy Keane was trending on Twitter, with many wishing he was commenting on TV and there to give his unfiltered views. Now, a message in a bottle. Irish academics have been left amazed after a bottle thrown off the Irish coast into the sea 40 years ago has been recovered 4,000 kilometres away in Russia. We've included a lovely article to that this morning in the newsletter if you want to read any more about it. David Beckham was trending on Twitter over the weekend. Why? Because he signed a reported £150 million deal to be an ambassador for Qatar ahead of the World Cup. The deal, where he would allegedly make £15 million per year for a decade, was widely criticised by human rights groups. In a lengthy statement, Amnesty International called on Beckham to, quote, learn about the deeply concerning human rights situation in Qatar and be prepared to speak out about it. And on a nice note, over the weekend, actor Vin Diesel walked his late co-star Paul Walker's daughter down the aisle. Walker, a Fast and Furious co-star of Vin Diesel, was killed in a 2013 car crash. And lastly, the Newsfix team and I are delighted to report that in just 2 weeks of launching, our Newsfix podcast has had more than 1,000 downloads. We want to thank you for all of your support in achieving this so quickly, and we hope you'll continue to help us grow this community together. That's today's fix. Have a great day.